Okay, so it's Saturday, December 1st, 2018. And I'm here with
Rick Prather.
And I just wanted to ask you what your career title was.
Right now, it's physical education teacher, K through 8th grade at St. Christopher School.
And then also, I wanted to ask, what's the level of your education, or what'd you go to?
College.
What college did you go to?
I went to Mount SAC for 2 years, and basically that's it.
And then what high school did you go to?
I went to Baldwin Park.
That's good. Do you have any, like, certifications, credentials that...
I have a few, but it's basically through physical education.
Okay. Before, like, the career path or the schools you went to, did you have any, like, previous work in the field?
Somewhat. I worked parks and recreation for quite a few years. And then coaching also.
Do you have any, like, future goals or anything else that you want to accomplish, like, in this career?
Maybe move up. I was always thought about high schools or colleges.
And then for someone in pursuing this career in the field, what advice would you have for somebody like that?
Just to make sure you love for the job. Make sure you love working with the kids. If it's teaching PE or if it's coaching, make sure that's what your passion is.
Okay. And then what part of the career do you enjoy the most?
Seeing the kids in the future and how I was able to relate to them or touch their lives to what made a difference.
Oh, okay. Did you ever have a favorite student throughout your years of coaching?
Yes, I have. I have quite a few.
Do you know what the name is?
Ishmael is one that's sitting right here. I have one, Matt Vermeeren, that's a lawyer now that I was very close to.
Okay.
But all of them, pretty much. I had some favorites, but not that much. I want to say favorites, they all meant something to me.
Oh, okay, got it.
And that's the reward is to when they can come back and see where they're at in their life.
Exactly. What was one of the hardest things or aspects about your career path?
Hardest part of dealing with the kids, you mean?
Yeah.
It's the hardest part I had was this year. Really? We had one of our kids, his mom's our kindergarten teacher. His father passed away.
Oh, wow.
We found out on a Sunday, and we had a game that afternoon, and he decided he wanted to play. His father also helped coach at art school and stuff. And his mother wasn't sure what to do, and we're like, you know, that's his domain. That's where he feels comfortable. I can't say yes or no. So he decided to play, but in the meantime, he didn't want to tell the boys on his team, but I tried to explain to him, you know, that's your family and, you know, how important it was. And at the last minute, he decided to let me do the telling or tell the kids what was going on. And I got about 3 words out of my mouth and totally lost it. And I think that was, in all my years of doing this, was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Wow. So what would you say is the easiest part of the career then?
The easiest part is getting up and going to work and looking forward to what you're doing. My father always told me to try to find something that you like to do and see if you get paid doing it. You don't want a job where you get up and, oh, I don't want to go to work. So I get up every morning and look forward to it. It's a different adventure every day with whatever kid it is I'm dealing with.
So what's something about this career that most people don't know about?
Relationships, I think. I think you just think you go to work. I when I first started doing this, I was doing high school, and the relationships weren't as important as they were, that I thought they were. Once I got into the level that I'm at now, the relationships are mainly the main thing that keeps me going. Like you said, to see where the kids are going, your relationships later on. You know, if they come back and they say, hey, coach, you know, you had an influence in something, you know, then that's my reward. It's definitely not the money.
Yeah. Has there been anything along your journey to being a physical education teacher that made you want to change your career path?
No.
No? Nothing?
No, nothing. I think this was what I was called to do.
Oh, that's good. What are some things that helped you, like, that helped convince you, or helped you or convince you to be a physical education teacher, like, throughout school?
I think growing up, watching the PE teachers, that physical education teachers had, and the coaches, the way their relationships were with us. You know, and the fact that they were able to touch our lives and change our lives. Where we grew up wasn't the best environment, so sports was kind of like an escape for us. So that was a big influence on me, that I wanted to be able to carry that on to someone else. You know, and I've been lucky enough in the past to go back to see my coaches that I had or my PE teachers and tell them, you know, what an influence they were on me. So I think I wanted that same stuff too.
Can you, and then also, can you tell me a bit about like your journey to choosing the physical as education teacher path or anything throughout your life?
I had met a girl that we were dating, and she introduced me to some of the teachers and stuff at the school that I was at. Mm-hmm. And I just fell in love with the job. And it was like God led me to where I was supposed to be. You know, I wasn't raised Catholic. I was baptized, and then I just started working at the school. It was a Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is where I was supposed to be. And I guess this is where I'm supposed to still be. Yeah. So it's amazing. For me, your life is about choices. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the main choices that I did make, mm-hmm. to get me to where I was.
Is there any advice to something that that people shouldn't do in this career? Like,
my advice, if you're into it for the money, mm-hmm. don't do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Don't get into it for the money. Get into mm-hmm. it for the love of the kids, mm-hmm. and the fact that you're going to be an influence on their lives, mm-hmm. that you're going to be able to touch them. You know, don't go into it thinking, oh, I want to make a lot of money doing this, because you're not going to do it. Mm-hmm. Go into it thinking, okay, I'm going to be able to change someone's life. Mm-hmm. You know, when you do have the final call and God calls you, he's not going to ask you, you know, how much money you had or this. He's going to ask you what your relationship was on mm-hmm. with people, how you touched people and stuff like that. So that's how I look at it.
And you say you do have faith in God. So like, how do you integrate that faith like in your job and in your schooling before and stuff like that?
It's funny for me, if the kids are struggling with their faith, mm-hmm. I ask them what God gave up. Look what Jesus gave up for you. Mm-hmm. You know, for he gave up his life for you. Yeah. And you can't give up, you know, faith. I don't try to preach it to the kids, but I do use it a lot in the class or in my coaching strategy and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, for us, lately we've been, emphasizing family within the last couple of years. So for us, when we break our huddle, it's Chargers, and then the last part, it's family. And I think that's my life has changed over the last 4 years, 5 years, to where I'm not worried about the winning and the losing. I'm worried more about the relationship that the kids are having with each other and how they can take it to the next level.
Did you ever have like a mentor to you that made you feel like you wanted to be a mentor yourself? Or
it's funny, growing up, as you well know, basketball was a big influence. I fell in love with Coach Wooden and his relationship with kids or his athletes, his stuff. And now I've read every book, everything when I was young. I went to a couple of his basketball camps. That was a big influence on me, because until you get older, you're not going to understand what the person is trying to say to you. Mm-hmm. For example, when you were in the eighth grade, I was saying stuff to you that you were like, oh yeah, whatever, he don't know. But then you probably graduated and went back and said, oh, wait a minute, I understand what he was talking about. I understand how important my mom and dad are. Mm-hmm. I'm understanding how much my education was. Mm-hmm. You know, especially like you, when you came to our school, the school you're at was telling you, oh, you were this, and this. Mm-hmm. And I kept telling you, you're not that, dude. You got a good heart. You're mm-hmm. this. You know what you want. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, especially of you, because mm-hmm. your journey where you went. And you took your journey, and you can go back now and especially the people at the school, we won't name the school, mm-hmm. but you can go back to that school and say, this is what I accomplished, and you guys told me I shouldn't be able to accomplish that because... Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. And that's the most rewarding out of it. Mm-hmm. We have one kid right now that's out of school like that, and I'm having a difficult time getting through to him because of grades. And I had to tell him the other day he can't come out for the basketball team because of his grades.
Yeah.
And I tell him, you're not at school for the sports, you're at the school for the academics. Exactly. And I think that's one thing that I wish our coaches growing up would have preached more to us about the academics. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm glad where I'm at, I can preach more to them about the academic part of it.
Okay. Throughout your whole life, has there been anything? Has there been anything that you would have changed, or that you wish you would have done to get yourself, I guess, further in life, or change anything?
Probably more education.
Okay.
Probably could have opened more doors for me. Mm-hmm. But then again, it's life for me is about choices.
Yeah.
And maybe this where I'm at is where he wants me to be. Mm-hmm. Especially lately with what I've been going through health-wise, I ask him, you know, what am I supposed to be doing here? Where do you want me to go? So I think I didn't understand that I didn't make the right choice or the wrong choice, but this is maybe where he wants me to be. And that's where my faith comes in. You know, you asked me that. That's where my faith comes in. He he wants you somewhere, and he doesn't reveal it right away, but then he tells mm-hmm. you, know, this is what you're supposed to be doing. So no, I don't think there was anything that I could have done different. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to change a few things, but I'm very happy with where I, okay. you know, especially like I said, when the kids come back and you see where they've gone, mm-hmm. and that's a reward for me.
Oh, exactly. Was being a physical education teacher or and even in this field, like, your first choice, like right when you got to school, or no. was there anything? What was your no. first choice?
I wanted to be a forest ranger.
Oh, okay.
My life, I loved the outdoors growing up. Mm-hmm. And then growing up where I was, we didn't have all that stuff. So I fell in love with the forest, the wilderness. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, well, how great that would be to be a forest ranger. Mm-hmm. But then I stopped playing baseball, and I just happened to land a job working Parks and Recreation. I was like, man, I like this stuff, working with kids. Mm-hmm. And it just went that way.
Got it. Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Coach.
You're quite welcome. Anytime. Yeah.